Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
You got PayPal?
I do have PayPal.
All right, I'll pay you that way.
Great. Hit my PayPal, baby. Hey, everybody. How you doing? It's going to be hot today. This part of the show is brought to you by Indeed.com. I know we already talked about it, but it bears repeating. Survivor's 35th season begins tonight on CBS. Welcome home. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Can you guys yell for Bryn? I wanted to start with some poetry.
And boo!
Huh?
Boo.
No, you'll like it. No, you'll hate it, but still, it'll be fun. Come on, poetry boy.
There's going to be a dance party soon, so just prepare yourself.
A dance party?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What's up with the opera putting signs everywhere?
Well, you know, they just, you know, have a lot of money and they're advertising.
We're going to be having that this morning. Go on.
Dance party's about to happen.
That's what you meant by dance party.
I was like,
what does he mean? Bryn's going to dance
it's
for us?
It's a poetry dance party? That seems
true. The lights aren't flashing.
It'll be going on for a few hours.
Did you lose the opera, I forget, or the ballet?
I lost the opera.
Oh, man.
But I still go.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then you didn't lose it.
He's a rebel.
It's the big ones. Opening night.
Do you have to wear nose and glasses disguise in order to go so that she doesn't know that there you are?
This is his ex-girlfriend. They broke up, and he took the ballet, she took the opera.
Yeah. Because I have a sense of when she's gonna go.
You guys pass that? Can't you just go?
I mean, it's been forever.
I saw her like 2 or 3 years ago, and I said hello.
And she was actually making a play for you.
I said hello, Snuffy, and she just kind of waved, and I walked over to like approach her, maybe shake her hand or something. She goes, no, I'm sick. And she walked away.
I thought that she was trying to, it was your birthday a few years ago, and she was all trying to take you out for your birthday.
No. She would not do that. It's at that moment, I'm like, okay.
Well, it's all set then. You guys are, she said, no, I'm sick, and then turned around and walked away. That's a good one. No, I'm sick.
Yeah.
Turn around, walk away.
Of you.
That's all.
Walked away.
Oh, man. Okay, guys, ready for some poetry?
No.
No, you'll like it.
I won't.
I know. George Clooney wanted us to know how he feels about the whole NFL protest thing.
Oh, did you read that thing about how he feels about Hillary?
Oh, did he write a poem about that, too?
No, but, I don't know if he wrote a poem about that, too, but he seems to be...
What did he say about Hillary?
Just
tell me.
How incredibly disappointed he was in the campaign she ran.
Well,
we all supported her. We all threw parties for her. We all did our best. She never stepped her game up and took control. She lost the election.
Well, she officially won it by 3 million votes, but, you know...
Well, I'm telling you what he said.
Electoral College.
This is what...
He's right. I don't think he's wrong at all. I thought that she was the better candidate by far, if you had to choose between the two of them, and you did.
I was surprised, though, that someone who was so vocal on her behalf was so vocal after the fact.
Well, he's bummed, because look who the president is now. We all have to deal with that now. Thanks, Hillary.
Right.
What happened is you lost and we got that guy.
Right.
How on earth did this happen? And Jesus, every day he's an embarrassment. Every day he tweets something. You're like, you're the president.
Sorry, everyone, I did this.
Yeah,
what was George saying?
Yeah, so what's the thing?
God. Here we go. George Clooney felt it was important. Yeah, get back on the instrument thing. Felt it was important that we knew how he felt about the NFL protest thing.
All right, this again. You know what? This is another subject where you just go, oh, God, this again. Please, just stop watching the NFL. Who cares?
Into a poem. Here we go, I'm ready. I pray for my country. This is officially the poem now.
All right.
I pray for my country. I pray that we can find more that unites us than divides us. I pray that our nation's leaders want to do the same. I pray that young children like Tamir Rice can feel safe in their own neighborhood. I pray for all of our children. I pray for our police and our first responders. I pray for our men and women of the armed services. I pray that dissent will always be protected in this great country. I pray for a more perfect union. And when I pray, I kneel.
I kneel too when I pray.
Yeah. I just thought that is well said. I don't usually love George Clooney.
Yeah.
But I thought, no, oh, there it is. Think with it. People will be bummed. People will be pissed off about it. People will love it. People will hate it. And that's what he had to say. Now you know.
All right.
So yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Did you do the Indeed, the whole thing?
I did.
Okay.
I did the whole thing.
Thank you.
I just did it really quickly. I just plugged a Survivor because I'm so excited that Survivor's on tonight. So yesterday.
Yeah.
We were talking about all the Kardashian babies that are coming.
Mm.
And we were saying how sad we were that Khloe, the one Kardashian who, like, really, really wants to have a baby. Mm-hmm. That she, you know, tried and tried with Lamar. She couldn't do it. How old is Khloe?
Probably, like, 32, 33, maybe.
Oh, she's not older than that, really?
They're all pretty young. Younger than you would think. 33?
Mm-hmm.
Good guess, Yuzi.
Yeah.
Turns out. It, of course, none of these things are substantiated. You know, they're even saying that the Kim and Kanye thing, they were acting like that was also not confirmed. I thought that was confirmed.
But that they have
a surrogate going, yeah, and that they're due in January. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were talking about that like it was written in stone yesterday. Anyway, Khloe might be pregnant. Not confirmed. Kind of a la the Kylie thing, which the Kylie thing is seeming more and more like that's completely real. But they are saying that she is having a baby with Tristan Thompson of the Cleveland Cavaliers. They've been dating for about a year. A friend set them up on a blind date. Here it is. She's 33 and he's 26. He's actually got a nine-month-old son with an ex-girlfriend.
A nine-month-old?
Yep. Well, they broke up when... Sounds like they broke up right around the time he hooked up with Khloe and the girlfriend was 6 months pregnant.
Oh, his kid's name is Prince.
Oh, of course it is. Prince Thompson.
Uh-huh.
So
he got that girl pregnant and then left her.
Yeah.
Got it.
No. Don't worry. 18 years.
I told you.
No, I understand. But, you know, if you're Khloe, you have to wonder.
Yeah, they had been dating for 3 months when...
when his ex-girlfriend had her baby and I had to go and, like, watch her have the baby and everything. And it bummed me out even more. And I said, please, Tristan, can you put a baby in me, too? You have a proven track record of putting babies in ladies. And, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to crush your table.
Did you just crush a table?
I was just trying to sit on the edge of the table and oops. Sorry about that. Anyway, looks like I'm about 4 months pregnant.
Hmm.
So Kylie, Kim, and Khloe, if all of this turns out to be true, are all pregnant at the same time and all going to have their babies within a couple months of each other.
Part of a show.
Well, it would be, I mean, Kardashian babies. That would, you know, get Ryan Seacrest on this, you guys. He's got another show to produce.
Right.
I'm super excited for Khloe. Like, if she is pregnant, she is the one that I've always thought, she seems like, listen, they all seem vapid and shallow, but she seems like the nicest
the
one
least.
Out of all of them.
Yeah.
And I've always sort of felt for her because she wanted to have a baby, and there's all her sisters just popping them out all around her.
Mm-hmm. Well, and she also ended up with a junkie.
She did. That was a super bummer. And I actually thought, wow, you know, they were already estranged, and she went and rescued him and was by his side through mm-hmm. his entire recovery. Of course, he let her down again, as junkies do. But he, you know, I don't know who would have taken care of him. I'm sure he's got family. Or doesn't he bitch and moan about his dad?
Yeah, well, his dad's an ex-junkie. I don't know if his dad's still a junkie, but his dad was.
But she's a girl who, like, you know, put her money where her mouth is. Like, this is my husband. We're not divorced yet. In fact, I think they put the divorce off for, like, 2 more years after that.
Brought him back to life.
She did. Well, she went and rescued him.
Thank you. I am a very good person. I'm on the treadmill right now. I'm just trying to, you know, keep fit. A baby body. I gotta have a good baby body. This baby's heavy. So they're saying she's about 4 months pregnant.
Good for her.
Yes. They're also mentioning in this particular story that, you know, the rumors that Kylie was the surrogate for Kim and Kanye's latest baby.
People apparently,
well, I only heard those on our texting machine. Right. But yeah, but apparently I do know
that's
those
out
rumors.
There, Ben. So that is probably, I'm going to say that's probably not true. Kanye's beefing up.
Oh, yeah. They're saying he has a dad bod now.
Yeah. He's full, like, not just the dad. You know how they, there's like a name for it when a man puts on
fat ass. Lard ass.
Specifically pregnancy weight.
Sympathy weight?
Like couvade or something. It's like some, there's some, something like that. Cafefe.
Barf
something.
Bag. Puke.
But he is looking beefy.
Load.
And, you know, his wife isn't even the one who's giving birth.
925 says, keeping up with the pregnancies.
Oh.
The next reality show for them.
Yeah, keeping up with the kiddies. That's a, it's, I'm you know, all kidding aside, I'm really happy for Chloe if this is true.
Oh, they're playing my song. I'm a woman in love, and I love what it's doing to me.
I feel bad for Kanye. I just want to say that I know the feeling when the weight starts to pile on, and you're like, I just want to. Meanwhile, you gotta do stuff.
Well, you'd think.
And then there's like, hey, let's go to dinner again.
Yeah.
You know what? Look at me. Do I really need dinner?
Can we go to like a salad bar or something?
Is that what I should do? Look at me.
Well, you know, that's the trouble with being rich and famous. You got someone cooking for you. Oh, there's always yummy things to eat all around you. But that's also a benefit to being rich is you can have someone, I don't know, who can sew your mouth shut and put you on a treadmill. Like me. I'm on a treadmill. Come on, join me up here. Come on, Kanye. Actually, Chloe looks great, right? Didn't she?
She lost a lot of weight. Now she's gonna put it back on.
Now she's gonna put it back on.
What?
I'm just gonna say something mean.
I'm
not gonna do it. I'm gonna try and stick with like my good feeling right now. Kylie, I've been trying to be a nice person.
Go on. You were about to say
Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott. He's the rumored father of the rumored baby. They haven't known. They say we're not even thinking about marriage. And I think, did Kim and Kanye have their first baby before they got married too?
I think so, because I think the little girl was in the wedding.
Courtney had her kids all out of wedlock. And
yeah,
so
she's
Kylie
not married.
She doesn't care. Mm-hmm. She doesn't need to get married.
Right.
They feel that they haven't known each other long enough to tie the knot. They're still trying to figure out their relationship.
Oh, which but has let's been, have a baby.
It's been complicated by the baby. She has no issues about being an unwed mother. She's following in the footsteps of her older sisters. They are talking a lot about raising their daughter, which is what they should be talking about, what with them having one. And TMZ is saying she is 5 months pregnant and expecting a girl. So, and by the way, they've been dating for 5 months, and she's 5 months along.
I would tell anybody who's pregnant that whole talking in advance is
useless.
It's smart. You think you're smart. You think you're being logical, and then that little bundle arrives, and it all goes out the window, man. Mm-hmm.
You're just trying to keep your head above water,
trying to survive it.
Yep. Like what? How did this happen?
And you had all these deals in place, and they just go
out the window.
What the? What the? All this, but we shook on it. What happened?
Well, people think they're going to fit a baby into their life. Like, we will fit this baby into our the lives we have right now. Mm-hmm. We'll make room, and it's the other way around. Your life ends, and the baby's life begins, and they fit you into their life.
They just never let up.
No.
They need.
No, right.
At all times.
At all times. Even when they're older. You know? They're not like when they're a baby and you have to, like, wipe their butt for them and stuff, but. When they're older, you always have to consider them. God. Well, what about the kids? Ric Flair,
who?
Ric Flair is a wrestler.
Woo!
He's not Hulk Hogan status, but he's one of the big wrestlers, right? I mean, like, he's the name.
Yeah.
He was the guy who, I think I reported this last month, like, he drank himself into a coma. Like, they put him into a medically induced coma to save his life. So he's doing ESPN 30 for 30. That's that documentary thing that they do.
Yeah, those are cool. Well, some of them are cool.
So he is doing a special that airs in November. And in it, he estimates he's been with 10,000 women over the course of his career. Started back in 1972.
Been with?
Banged.
Oh.
Need me to spell it right out for you?
Yeah, I do. 10,000?
Yeah. That's what he's saying. I mean...
Do wrestlers get that kind of attention?
Yeah. He's saying it was groupies.
Yeah.
People, oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, even when I was in like sixth and fifth grade.
I'm just, you know, I mean, groupie behavior is very strange, human. You know?
Is it? Tell us about it.
Well,
you showed Eddie Van Halen your boobs?
Which I didn't even want to. I was like, I'm not here trying to be a groupie.
And then you showed him your boobs.
Well, you know.
He asked for them.
I was like, all right. You're Eddie Van Halen.
Listen. He's the one. He's Eddie Van Halen.
I know.
I mean, thank God you did. The story would have ended horribly if you were like, well, no, then I didn't show him to him, and he threw me out. That's a terrible story. The best story is the one where you said, yeah, check these out. And he went, awesome. That's a good story.
Yeah. In retrospect, I played that whole thing wrong.
I know. You should have made out with him and tried to make a play for marriage.
He was married to Valerie Bertinelli
at
the time.
You know.
But that was why I thought I was safe. I was like, oh, well, he can't possibly want any groupie action from me. He's a married dude.
Right.
I mean, I was 19. What did I know?
You were 19.
I know. So I'm in a room alone with him. And I go, I was there with my band. They were outside, like, I don't know, by the tour buses or whatever.
My band.
Geneva, everyone, working band.
Eddie's like, can you get this lady's band out of here?
No, they weren't in the room with us. They were down. We were like in a little closed room. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know who really wants to meet you is the guitar player in my band. Can I go get him? He goes, you can do anything you want. And I was like, all right, I'll be right back. I yelled out the room, Jim! And
You can do anything you want.
And I'm like, I'm going to bring my guitar player to meet you. He wants to meet you so bad.
And then
we were standing there in the room with him.
And then he said, you going to pull your top up or what?
No, Jim goes, you should show him. You should show him your boobs.
Had Jim seen him?
No.
You'd never done Jim?
No. Jim.
What? What do we know, Sarah?
Yeah, it's true. I did do most the drummer
of the
times
and
the singer
we ask,
in that band.
You say yes. So yeah. He says, show him.
Yeah.
And well, Eddie's like,
yeah, I can't
yeah,
remember
show
exactly
me.
How, I mean, he didn't just like suggest that out of the blue. Like,
yeah, it seems weird.
Something must have led up to that.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. Showed him. It was weird.
It's awesome. Anyway, Ric Flair.
Yeah, so Ric Flair.
10,000 chicks.
He says he's done 10,000 women over the course of his career.
Do you think that because they're those fans, that fandom thing, that they look lovingly on it, like that's their bragging moment?
Maybe.
The same way that we're just talking about Eddie seeing your boobs.
I totally do.
They're probably like, yeah, I got to do that guy.
The thing is, though, that Ric has been married 4 times.
Yeah, he's...
Long periods of... times for a couple of them.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that wasn't stopping him.
Yeah.
Not if
he
racked up 10,000.
Yeah.
Well, that might be why he's not married to 3 of them anymore.
Right.
So are people believing him?
Well, he actually is saying now that he regrets admitting it. He, I guess he did an interview with People Magazine about this upcoming 30 for 30. Because the thing hasn't even aired yet. He tells People Magazine, I wish I hadn't said that because of my grandkids.
Right.
He's down to just one woman now, allegedly. His fiance, Wendy Barlow. She worked with him back in the day as Fifi the French Maid.
Oh.
Remember her?
No, it doesn't sound.
But I guess they reconnected several years ago after his 4th divorce, so I guess she'll be his 5th wife. He says, I only love one now. I've never done anything since I met Wendy. Of course, he's 68 and was just in the hospital in a coma, so his days, his tail-hitting days might be over. But anyway, you get
so he's newly sober then.
That's what they're implying here.
So she got with him when he was belligerent.
Wendy, she must have. I don't know how long they've been together, but it was, let's see. Last month he was in that medically induced coma.
Right.
So, yeah. unless he met and engaged her within the last week or so. Yes.
Yikes.
All right, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
Well, the latest on the Equifax data breach. Coffee makes the news.
I love coffee.
And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that is correct. Golden State Warriors. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we have Game of Thrones live tickets. So this is scenes from the show and music from the show performed live. This is at the SAP Center. And by the way, it's happening next September, like literally a year from now.
When is Game of Thrones back on?
No one knows. They were saying that it could be as long as 2019, that it might not even come out in 2018.
So this will help hold us over.
I guess so. You'll know that a year from now you're going to experience some Game of Thrones stuff. All new stage, all new video, all new production. The tickets actually go on sale this Friday at Live Nation, and we've got a pair coming up at 7 o'clock. The 2017 NBA champions return to Oracle Arena on Saturday, September 30th for Draymond Green Bobblehead Night. Find verified official tickets at warriors.com.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by your mom.
Thanks, Mom. Thank you, Mom.
Here's what's happening. We begin with the Equifax breach. So this continues to be a problem for people all over the place. San Francisco City Attorney Dennis Herrera sued Equifax yesterday.
Good.
Accusing the credit reporting giant of putting more than 15 million Californians at risk of identity theft by failing to adequately safeguard their personal info. So this is the first time a city has sued Equifax.
They're suing on behalf of all of California.
Uh-huh.
Good. You know what? I'm sorry. Equifax needs to be out of business.
I agree.
And they need to surrender. I mean, don't get me started.
The system that's in place that they are mining our info and using it to make money.
And selling it.
And then
to
don't
other people.
Truly don't protect it. Why would we?
And didn't reveal that it had been stolen from them.
Equifax announced on September 7th its computer systems had been compromised 6 weeks after it first detected the problem on July 29th.
And
the company
after
said it acted immediately to stop the intrusion once it was discovered. But the decision to wait more than a month to notify the public made a bad situation worse.
Yeah. And also the fact that all the insiders there got rid of a bunch of their stock.
Their delay
still high.
Prevented more than 15 million California consumers from taking immediate action to protect themselves while they sat there knowing that on some dark web, our info was for sale.
So disheartening.
Yeah. So anyway, being sued by California now.
Good.
I agree. Who's that?
It wasn't me.
You, Zat.
Go ahead.
Who's it from?
It's from our friend Caleb.
Oh, hey, Caleb.
He sent me some information about Pet Pride Day, which is this Sunday that helps raise money for pets. So he's asking
Pet
me.
Pet Pride?
Yeah. So he's asking me if I got the email. So maybe we'll promote that a little later today,
did you get it?
Caleb. I did get the email, Caleb.
Pet Pride. You put your pet in a rainbow collar.
All right.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Wasn't there like a gay dog on South Park?
What?
Wasn't there a gay dog on South Park?
Well, no, I mean, I heard, but oh. I don't.
Yeah, Stan's dog, Sparky.
Oh,
is
yeah,
gay?
Yeah, yeah.
Was revealed to be gay.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't think this has anything to do with gay. It
yeah,
says
but
the
it's Pride,
24th
you know.
Annual Pet Pride Day.
I was thinking it was for gay pets.
I thought it was for gay pets, too. When I heard that, I'm like,
Pet Pride, it's only for certain pets, animals? Or is it?
It's an event by San Francisco Animal Care and Control and Rescue Row this Sunday, October 1st, 12 to 5 p.m., 15th Street in San Francisco, 1215 Street. It's free admission, free adoption, dogs, cats, rabbits, birds, guinea pigs. A bunch of stuff going on, a raffle, some tickets for stuff. We'll put this up at our Facebook page, Human. I'll send it to you.
Proud of your pet.
Thank you,
Human. Pet pride.
Gay pets.
There you go.
All the pets.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
It's the 19th birthday for who, Sarah?
Who is 19 today? Is it a who or is it a what?
Yeah,
it's a what?
It's like an organization.
I don't know.
Google turns 19 today.
Oh my God.
It's on their homepage. You can play all these games and listen to all these sounds.
Oh, you already went there, huh?
It's really fun, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Even though you hate Sergey Brin, you don't hate Larry, right?
I don't hate either one of them. They're both great.
Yep,
those Sergey hates him.
Oh, Sergey hates him?
Yeah, because he dated his girlfriend afterward. Oh, isn't that cute? That's cute. Oh, look, you get to spin the little wheel. That's fun.
Anyway, Google was launched 19 years ago.
Incredible.
And now they're huge.
Yeah.
Like, how could you build something that big in under 19 years? Well, in exactly 19 years.
Congratulations, guys.
You know, they're named for the number, which is 1 followed by 100 zeros.
Oh, a Google.
That's a Google.
Oh, I did not know that.
Google has 72,000 employees.
Yes. How did you know that?
I just looked it up right
now. Oh, yeah. There's a list right here. Google owns domains for common misspellings of its name, like with three O's, google.com.
Or Goggle.
Or Goggle. Or Googler. Mm. And more. They also own the numeric spelling of Google. They just went out there and got every possible way.
Sure.
Good for them.
It's the way to do it.
Anyway, happy birthday, Google.
Happy birthday,
You're 19
Google.
Today.
You're awful fun to look things up on. You've become a verb.
So, the mad pooper.
Oh, is this the jogger lady who stops by the same house every day to drop a log?
Yeah.
Great. I'm all caught up then.
Here's a follow-up.
Oh, did they find her?
A man claiming to be the spokesman of a jogger dubbed the mad pooper, who has reportedly been pooping on lawns of Colorado homes while out jogging.
Yeah.
In fact, she hit one house repeatedly.
Even after they asked her to stop?
Yeah, they said, please stop. She said no.
Would she just go right on the lawn or like toward a bush?
Right on the lawn.
Just right in the middle. Just drops them.
The spokesperson for the mad pooper says the woman is struggling after gender reassignment surgery and she's battling a traumatic brain injury.
Oh. Well, she should check out treadmills. And she should put one in her bathroom, like right by the toilet.
He added that joggers' actions are protected under the First Amendment
and
the government cannot control when and where she decides to do her business.
That's
a
not
claim
true.
Immediately blasted by a lawyer.
That's ridiculous. Like, public defecation is not allowed.
Going on someone's yard is definitely not protected under the First Amendment and is actually a crime. He goes on to say, this is actually
wrong.
The worst thing the family could do. Maybe they thought the videos would make the situation go away, but they won't. People all over the world are talking about this, and the police will catch her. They've got grainy footage of who this person...
standing up and defending her. I don't understand
Well, she has a brain injury, maybe. Or not. I'm not sure if
the brain injury lady with the gender reassignment surgery... She needs to run in her basement on a treadmill. Like,
well, you can't. You know,
you can't poop on people's lawns.
I get it,
but
you can't
leash
people either. So, I mean, they probably turn their back, and then she takes off running. I mean, we talk about the homeless problem here in San Francisco all the time. You know how many people? So it could be drugs. It could be alcohol. It could be
laziness. It could be anything.
A mental problem.
Right.
But the families. Probably tried a bunch of times and finally said, I give up.
Right.
I can't control this person. this person's going to do what they do.
But at least if someone is lives on the street and you're like, well, that's, you know, they don't have a bathroom. Like that, I can actually just feel bad for that person. Oh, they had to poop in the street. That's terrible. But the jogger person with the fitted outfit, I mean, she looks perfectly like a regular lady, but she's pooping on people's lawns,
right,
and then going back to her house and being like, oh, shower time. I mean, I guess, I assume. Mm-hmm. Like, that's nuts. It's not the same thing.
No, I got you. I'm just
willful
saying.
Willful destruction of someone's
lawn. It wasn't about the pooping. I'm talking about the people with some kind of a mental issue. The families can only do so much before they finally go,
right,
I give up. I just went to go pee, and the jogger took off again. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
I can't chain this person down. I'll get in trouble for chaining them down.
Right, right.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's just like the meds. Mm-hmm. You can't make someone take their meds. That you want true. Them to. You get their meds. You put them in front of them. Here's water. Please take your meds.
Yeah.
And then they realize there's weight gain involved, and they say, I can't do this. I'm gaining weight. Or whatever, you know.
Sure.
Whatever.
Whatever
reason.
Side effect it right. is.
I'm drooling.
I'm not doing that.
I don't want to drool. Or whatever.
Right. Well, I'd rather drool than have to poop on someone's lawn.
Anyway, we don't know, but that's the latest. A spokesperson says this person may or may not have a brain injury and may or may not have be struggling after gender reassignment surgery.
Hey, everyone.
It just doesn't seem like one of the symptoms of struggling with gender reassignment is that, like, suddenly you're just, like, compulsively pooping on people's lawns.
I don't know.
Yes, Human, you were saying.
The Pat Pride information is on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook.
Well,
look at
all
you
right.
Working.
Work,
day and night.
Just let my breath out.
Because you were holding your breath on that one.
I was holding for that. That was a biggie.
Good one. Pat Pride, everybody.
The 10 best cities for people who love coffee. I won't do all 10, don't worry. But, you know, the best city for people who love coffee is Seattle. San Francisco came in third.
Oh, Portland.
Portland came in second. Yeah. Good job.
These are all United States.
Yeah.
Oh. New
Seattle?
York, LA, San Diego. Seattle's number one, though.
Oh.
Seattle, then Portland, then San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm,
is it just based on, like, there's a coffee shop on literally every corner? Or is it that they have really good coffee?
Yeah, how many coffee shops, how much the average cup costs, how passionate people are about their coffee.
I find it, I love coffee.
It's great. God.
And you can tell a good cup from a bad cup, but I'll still drink the bad cup. I'm totally fine with that, just as long as I'm getting some coffee. But there are those people who you're just like, I don't care. I just don't care that deeply about the origins of coffee.
I don't want to talk about it and stuff. The same way you wouldn't want to be all about that way about like wine or something.
Right.
But
you
I do
go,
like
uh-huh,
it
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
black
uh-huh.
and strong.
Yeah.
Please.
Take it strong. I want some whole milk in it, please.
I'm looking up the 25 best coffee shops in the world.
Okay.
And there is one in the Bay Area.
Oh.
What is it?
It's in Oakland.
What is it?
It says it's the Blue Bottle Coffee in Oakland.
Oh.
Didn't they just come up on the show recently?
Yeah, they got sold.
To Nestle.
Oh, that's right.
Sold out.
Well, they were the best.
Oh.
Were.
Well, maybe they still are.
You think?
Maybe Nestle won't change a thing.
Yeah, right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Can Sarah post a throwback pic of her as a groupie? Can we see pics from that era?
I'm telling you that I wasn't a groupie. I had groupies. I thought I was hanging out with a married Eddie Van Halen. Like, I was not trying to groupie with him. In fact, when he tried to I wasn't trying to do him.
You've latched onto the wrong part of that request. The question is, can Sarah post a throwback pic of her from her groupie era?
Oh, so, when I had groupies.
No. Well, okay. Sure.
Yes,
however you'd like
I'm sure there's one in the... Don't we have a picture of me and my old band? It's floating around here somewhere.
I don't know.
I'll take a picture of that and put it up.
All right.
Way back Wednesday. Remind me. I'll never remember that.
I'll remind you repeatedly.
Okay, well, that is our job.
The same way you whittled at me yesterday to get me to post my garage.
I love that picture.
You do not.
Did people like it?
I don't know. I had to walk away from it. I'm posting yard work now. I mean.
Oh, you put up some yard work?
No, well, that.
That's not yard work.
Well, whatever it is, it's chores.
What'd he do? What'd he post?
He posted
the
a picture of his garage.
Yeah, yeah. We saw
you know
that.
What I'm going to post later today? I'm going to sweep up a little pile of dust, and then I'm going to take a picture of it right before it goes into the dustbin.
That sounds great. Sounds awesome.
Look at what I did, everyone. I procured dust.
You should do an Instagram Live while you're sweeping it up.
Oh, if you do an Instagram Live, let us know so we can promote the time. What are you going to do Instagram Live? Because those go away right after you do them.
I'm going to sweep.
What time? What time are you gonna? What time are you gonna go Instagram Live?
Yeah, what time are we gonna be sweeping up the yard at Instagram Live?
I don't know. It depends on how fast I can get home. And I heard we're doing an extra long secret show today. Yeah. So,
Well, Sarah's sick, and Yuzette's not feeling good too.
Yeah, Yuzette's not feeling good either.
You're not?
I didn't feel good last night, and just kind of.
Are you gonna boot?
She feels fluey.
Fluey, and you're sick too.
What about you?
We shouldn't have made out.
I know. If we could only stop ourselves from making out with each other. But we hadn't seen each other
so
in
hard.
4 days.
I know. I missed you.
I love you.
Do you?
Prove it. Love you back.
Yeah, prove it.
Well, we can't. We're sick. We don't want to give each other. Now we can't. So.
What's coming up in the trash?
I'm going to start with the Hot 100 and then tell you what chicks get paid the most.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.